Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Pam. How can I help you?
Hi. I had a charge from this number on my account that was flagged as fraud. So I was just checking to see what this is.
All right. Can I have your zip code?
68154.
And your first and last name?
Sally O'Neill.
Okay, Miss Sally, I'm not seeing an account matching that name. What was you, how much was you charged?
$54.97.
All right, one second. Let's see if we can find it by your phone number.
So, like, what company is this?
Okay,
or what?
Well, we're a third-party call center that services several products, ma'am, so I got to find an account charged for.
Gotcha.
But I did find an
okay.
account in your name. Can you verify your address, please?
It's 11102 Decatur Plaza, apartment 414.
Okay, I see on January 27th you entered a contest or sweepstakes to win a tablet, an iPad.
Oh,
for $7.95.
Charged?
Well, they didn't charge
right.
you for that. You're in the entry to win the tablet, but you're enrolled in a membership to the online gadget store where you can order gadgets such as Wi-Fi boxes, Wi-Fi boosters, blenders, Instapots, all kinds of gadgets. The $54.97 gets you discounts on those gadgets from the Factor Direct Savings Store, as well as gets you a $125 gift voucher that's in the account to use towards in-store purchases.
Do you know how I can cancel that?
I can do it for you. One second.
Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah, I don't know why I continue to fall for those things.
Well, you're still entered in the contest for the iPad.
Oh, okay.
It's a random
okay.
drawing at the end of the month. I'm just canceling where you don't get charged for the membership any further.
I appreciate that.
All right, you're all canceled out.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Anything else I can help you with, ma'am?